Since 1988, Shakespeare and Company's education program has brought together high school students from across the region to introduce and nurture a love of theater and language through the Fall Festival of Shakespeare. Back for its 37th year, the Fall Festival of Shakespeare includes nearly 500 students, 10 schools in Massachusetts and New York, supported by a cadre of 20 Shakespeare and Company directors, 6 costume designers, and 5 production designers. So much goes into it. 9 weeks of after-school rehearsals, set builds, weekly common class workshops attended by all participants collectively, and more culminate in full-scale productions at each school and on the main stage at Shakespeare and Company's Tina Packer Playhouse during Fall Festival weekend, which is this Thursday, November 20th through November 23rd. Kevin Coleman is the Director of Education at Shakespeare and Company. We welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having us.
It's always a great pleasure to have you with us. Also, Shakespeare and Company's family-friendly winter show is taking place December 12th through the 14th. It's Sense and Sensibility, a fast-paced staged reading wherein the wit and romance of Jane Austen's classic tale come to life. And we welcome Ariel Bach, associate producer and director of Sense and Sensibility. And we'll preview that as well. How are you?
Good. Good morning. Nice
it's
to be here.
It's wonderful to have you on the program. All right, Kevin, how are things going with this fall festival? This is something that has, 37 years seems unbelievable.
I know. I was 2 years old when it started, Joe. It's great. It's like it's become this part of the culture in Berkshire County and then over in Columbia all the way to Springfield. 37 years, every year. It's astonishing. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful event because it's all of these schools working together. It's not a competition. It's they get to collaborate with each other and they celebrate each other's productions. It's just wonderful.
Is there a point where I think anyone would want to say, oh, we're after 37 years, it kind of just runs itself. But that's far from the case.
It is, because each year we're looking to make it, each year we're looking to improve it, to make it a little more accessible to the schools, to the community, figuring out ways to work a little deeper on Shakespeare. And the fights and dances are astonishing. I mean, they're wild. They're just wild.
What is the beginning step? I mean, you already have, I assume, I mean, you have the cooperation of the schools. And then for the students to become involved, how does that happen?
Well, it's a little different than the drama club. So we come in, and for a week, we don't have the students audition because we really wanted to make it available to any student that wants to do it, you know, no matter what they're involved in at the school or not involved in. So for the first week, we just play games with them. We just invite them to come, show up. We just play games, and then they get to know us. We get to know them, and then we'll pick a play. Then we pick the play. Then we cast the play. And we cast, you know, multiple Romeos, multiple Hamlets, because we want more kids to be able to have this experience of theater. It's very warm. It's very humane. It's very welcoming. And it's just the performances are just wild. They're just wild, Joe.
Now, you did a documentary about this, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and I remember seeing that and thinking to myself, I was surprised by how much input the kids actually have into how this goes down.
Well, the documentary was, I mean, the festival was their idea. 37 years ago, we were working in two high schools, Greylock and Lenox, and they asked to see each other's shows, because it was at the same time. So they did. They were audience for each other, and they were so generous and responsive. I thought, I looked at it and said, well, this is the makings of a festival. Let's organize our schedule so all these schools can be happening at the same time. That's how it started.
What is it like to have all of these various factions of Shakespeare and Company involved with the students in different ways, shapes, and forms in dealing with the many facets of an individual production?
It's they are full productions. I mean, they're edited in terms of time, but full sets, full costumes, full sound, lights, props, weapons, everything. So, and there are students who aren't acting on stage who get involved in being the crew or creating the sets, designing the sound cues, the music support, all of that. So that's why it's so many kids, even though we'll only have 30 on stage, as many as, oh my gosh, 50, sometimes more than 50 kids from a school are involved in it.
I promise, Ariel, you will be able to speak in this conversation.
Ariel's
here. Oh.
I think it's the most amazing, one of the most amazing things we do as a company.
I mean, the commonality here is not lost on me that this is a, in being billed as Sense and Sensibility, being billed as a family show. And so... in the sense that this is also a something that can be the next step after these kids are involved in this.
And, sure. Yeah. Yeah. They can all come to see it. I mean, Jane Austen is, well, we don't have Jane Austen and Company, but she is one of the most long-lived writers in the English language. And her novels have... lent themselves to all kinds of adaptations, just like Shakespeare.
Her use of language is thrilling.
Films, other play. In fact, the play that we're doing, the adaptation of it, is written by a woman named Kate Hamill, and she has done a really irreverent and fun take on the novel, characters play multiple, actors play multiple characters. Everyone plays the village gossips who spread the news of what's happening and not happening. And it is family friendly. It's we get a lot of people who bring their kids, especially Jane Austen fans. I mean, her books are really well appreciated, I think.
I'm curious as to what drew you to this particular version of the story.
Well, it's fun. Fun, fast-paced. It tells the story, and also it has all the elements that that kind of you would want from a story like this, where it has the romance, it has the social commentary, which Jane Austen was really well known for, and it has the happy ending, which is really nice. Kind of unusual these days in a lot of drama and television and literature.
What are the challenges for you as the director of putting on a production like this?
Well, it's a reading. It's a one of the reasons we decided to sort of start with these is that our costumer, our set designer, and a bunch of our actors just love doing this kind of colorful and wonderful play, and we thought it would be like a way to give back to the community in a way. The ticket prices are low and compared with our summer season, and mm-hmm. So it is a reading. So some of the challenges are you have a script in your hand as an actor, you can't do a lot of things, and also it's got a short rehearsal period, so it's like the Fall Festival. It's wild and wonderful to put the thing up, and by the time we're done, we're all exhausted. But it is, it's a wonderful experience, I think, for a lot of our younger actors as well.
Why, in your case, we are talking about Jane Austen, but I am going to go back to the Fall Festival and talk about, and both of you obviously can speak to this, of the importance of bringing Shakespeare into the schools, of the understanding of Shakespeare, and really filling a void because it may not be taught otherwise in that particular school.
That's true. You know, the arts or theater at they seem to be the things that you can eliminate from right. education, and they're the ones that teach us how to be human beings. They're the ones that take a deeper dive into human nature, and it's kids thinking creatively, thinking imaginatively, and collaborating, cooperating with each other. If we can't learn to think creatively and to cooperate with each other, we're kind of doomed.
Well, also, it's actually having an experience of the material. I think for both the Austin play and the Shakespeare, the kids have an experience of what it is rather than reading it on a page.
Right.
In which the sort of whole processing of eyes to brain is a little different than actually being there in person and experiencing that.
In looking at the fall festival of those performances, is it the same performance over nights, or is it changing? How does that work?
It's two shows on. Well, there are 10 different productions. There's two shows Thursday, two Friday, four on Saturday, and then two on Sunday, and that's how we do the 10 over the 4 days.
Okay. Yeah. So it's each school then having a...
Each school.
If you came to the Fall Festival every year for a few years, you would probably almost see all of Shakespeare's plays.
Wow.
So you're leaving high school.
They might not do Titus Andronicus.
And if you started in middle school, which some of the schools open it up to middle school students, you can have seen between 4 and 6, you could have performed or presented 4 to 6 Shakespeare plays at your own school, but then you've been able to see, 4 times 9?
So now...
36.
So of those 10 shows, is it the same show all 10 times in this festival?
No.
Because the kids figure it out, so it changes, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So this year, I think we have two productions of Romeo and Juliet, we have two productions of Hamlet, and... The kids are really excited to see the other shows because they know the plays really well, and they want to see what the friends that they've made over the common classes, what they're doing with the play.
So if a group comes to you and says, I want to do this show, and I mean, are there shows that you look and go, oh, okay, it's going to be that kind of group?
we don't go. I mean, sometimes a school will recommend, you know, they'll ask us, could we do this play? But mostly what we do is we go in, we know what the school has done the last 5 or 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
And then we work with a group of students that show up for a week and then think, you know, I think they'd get excited about this play as opposed to others.
And then finding the appropriate version, right? But you've got that down too, of what works in the time that you have allotted.
We do. We spend a lot of time reading, working on the plays, researching it. But the kids also do that. The kids sit there with their laptops and they go, okay, this is a classical reference, this is a mythological reference, and they look it up and they do that. They also do dictionary work. They look up pretty much every single word in the script so they know exactly what they're saying. And that's really powerful on stage.
That's amazing to see. I like you saying that if you go to these, you can see pretty much every Shakespeare play. Yeah, that's a wonderful opportunity, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that in and of itself is an extraordinary education.
Yeah.
The breadth and depth of Shakespeare and his use of language and how it opens up parts of aspects of yourself as you're working on these plays. I've always thought, you know, kids really get excited about Shakespeare. They fall in love with Shakespeare doing this. But it's also true that they fall in love with themselves because they're discovering things about themselves it's profound.
I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask the question anyway, which is, have you had students who have been a part of the Fall Festival that have eventually over time come and been a part of the company?
Oh, yes. Sure. Yes, and there's even directors.
There's some that are in Sense and Sensibility.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, that's really amazing. That's a good warm-up, isn't it?
They're young actors, and sometimes maybe not so young anymore. but we have people who, Maddie, for instance, was in the Fall Festival down at the school. Then she now directs there and is an actress with the company. So
we have at the beginning of the project, we have parent, you know, we meet with the parents and explain the project and what's coming up. And a lot of them don't know anything about the festival. But other parents come, and they were festival students when they were in high school. And they start talking about their experience. And they just start weeping and say, this was the most profound experience I had in high school. And they talk about the festival, you know, like it was last week. Yeah. It's that present in their minds, that experience. So it's just wonderful. And I'm really proud that it's such a long tradition.
Yeah, it should be very rewarding to have that tradition.
They're kind of everywhere. I mean, I had some brush cleared behind my house last week. And the person who was sort of leading the crew came up and said, I said, I'm just down the road. If you need me, I work at Shakespeare and Company. He said, oh, you work at Shakespeare and Company? My daughter is doing the Fall Festival. And she's loving it. It's not just the kind of, I wouldn't say the arts community or whatever that's involved in these shows. It's everybody.
It's the community.
The Fall Festival weekend is Thursday, November 20th through the 23rd. Then Sense and Sensibility runs at Shakespeare and Company December 12th through the 14th. You can find information about all of it at shakespeare.org, shakespeare.org. And Kevin, Ariel, thank you so much for being with us. What a delight to have you on
the program. Joel, thanks for having us. I'm really happy to talk with you about this. It's always nice to see you.
Yes, it's good to see you. And thank you very much for doing this and for bringing this to the community and for the production in December as well.
Thank you.
You can find out more by going to shakespeare.org, shakespeare.org. You're listening to The Roundtable.